Episode 685, Confessions of an Upset Mama, Am I Harming My Child?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people happy, happy drive day, ladies. I feel like we need to have a Black Friday session. We do. Are you out shopping right now? You made it through Thanksgiving. You ate all the turkey you could have, and now you're shopping like a maniac. Are you out there with all the other crazy shoppers? Well, if so, take a deep breath and know that God is going to shop and be there crazy with you. Always remember, though, to have a smile, because sometimes, you know what? Someone else needs that smile just as much as you need to feel it on the inside for yourself. Today is Confession Day. Oh, you know, it's all about being real and raw. And we're talking about, am I harming my child? This is an interesting discussion. And whether or not you have children, you have influence. And that influence means that you need to understand, maybe, how are you being perceived, or how are you perceiving yourself? We're going to dive deep. But first off, let me give a huge shout out to all of our brand new family members. Welcome. I'm so excited that you're here. Delighted of your presence. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to keep your life simpler, to find the simple in every day. We've got to find that beauty. And the beauty lies in simplicity. And so I hope that you will fill your day, whether you're shopping, whether you're laying around watching some great football games, because I know there's a lot on right now. Hopefully I will be taking in a few of those myself and enjoying our family time together. Whatever you do today, I want to make sure that you do it with an extra smile. Seriously, take it all in. Be present. All right, now, with all that being said, we've got to jump right on in here. We do. Because we're talking about confessions. Am I harming my child? Have you ever had those thoughts of, you know, like, am I raising my child right? Am I harming my child? Am I doing the right thing? The second guessing that goes into parenting. Am I too strict? Not strict enough? Or should I have grounded him instead of letting this one slide? Or maybe your influence isn't necessarily so much to a child as it is to your coworkers or those who you are, you know, your undertakers, the ones below you that you manage and you make sure that they're getting their job done. Maybe you have these questions. Am I being too soft? Am I being too hard? First off, you are normal if you're having these thoughts. We can all breathe a sigh of relief, can't we? We're normal. That means, you know what? You don't need to go and try to check yourself in somewhere. If you're thinking, gosh, is this really happening to me? Am I questioning this? Should I be questioning this? If you're a mom, if you're a woman of influence, a woman of impact, you're going to question these things. Why? Because you care deeply and you're wanting to have a positive influence on your child or on your coworkers or your employees. If you own your own business, it could be your own employees. With a watchful eye, I'm sure you've seen other parents parenting and wondered how their child will turn out in the long run. Oh, you know, you've been shopping. Maybe you're doing it right now and you see this child right now having a temper tantrum in the middle of the store. And you're like, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing dragging your child around? They need to be home sleeping. You're just going to be a bundle of nerves. And this is just not going to end pretty. And then you think, you know, fast forward 12, 13, 15 years later, and you're like, you wonder how they're going to turn out. Then you think, well, who am I to judge? Yet you judge yourself, don't you? We do. We go back and we think about, oh gosh, did I say the right thing? Were the right words used? Were, you know, was I too hard? Did I yell too loud? This is positive. As you are reflecting on your influence, it's a good thing to think about it, like how you raise your child, the values you instill within each of them, all hoping and praying each one will be productive citizens. But am I harming my child? Am I embarrassing them too much? Am I making them more needy than helpful? Am I creating a monster, you know, an organized monster where they have to have everything in a particular place? Or am I creating that monster being overly creative? Yeah, do you have one of those that they everything has to be their own? Maybe you're creating a quote-unquote band geek monster. I was one of those. I was. Or a choir geek monster. Maybe a sports fanatic. Am I harming my child? How am I rubbing off on them? How much of my good traits are they getting versus my bad traits? What is it? Is my tone too harsh? Do I come across mean when I really don't mean to be that way? Do I have just too much emphasis in my tone that I need to, you know, pull back a little bit? It's good to have reflection, but it needs to be a healthy reflection. Because you know what? We can get a little extreme ourselves. And we can be extra tough on ourselves too. Sometimes we have to lighten up, moms, women, ladies. We gotta just maybe laugh at the situation. Maybe not right in front of your child or your employees or your best friend, but maybe you need to go in that closet once in a while or go in the garage where no one's looking and put yourself in the car and have a moment and just lighten up. We aren't going to get it all right. There's no way. We aren't perfect as hard as we try. And you are doing the best you can. With the moments that you're given, you're doing the best you can. And of course, we can always improve. But one thing we need to watch out for is bullying. And I'm talking about the bullying we do to ourselves. Yes, you heard me correctly. Stop bullying yourself. Stop beating yourself up. That doesn't help anyone, especially your child or your employees or your husband. It's not good because if you're constantly putting yourself down, how can you at all attempt to build them up? Because you're going to feel like you're in the dungeon the whole time. That's not fair to them, and it's definitely not fair to you. I look at my children's ages right now, two in college and two in high school and one in middle school. And so I've got, you know, the extremes right now, all different ages. And of course, my older two, I still have influence on them, not necessarily daily influence, even though mama can text them as much as she wants to. And usually I make some form of contact with them, if nothing else, just to tell them three very important words every single day. I love you. That's something I do, and that's just something that I have taken on myself. But looking at them, my daughter doesn't come home and say, Mom, you know what? Remember that situation when I stayed out too late and I didn't call you? You know what? You just totally handled that situation wrong. You really should have done this because you know what? Now you've hurt me and this is what I'm doing. No, she doesn't come back and say that. My son doesn't say, now, Mom, you did not cook me enough pasta. And so, you know, I just feel like, you know, you abandoned me and you never fixed me my favorite meals all the time. He's not saying that. He got basically all the pasta he ever could want to eat. The boy loves pasta and he's a big boy, so he can eat a lot of it. But I share this with you because whether you're an empty nester, whether you are sitting there looking and going, pulling your hair out as you're shopping for Black Friday and you're going, if you only knew the ages of my kids, I don't think I'm going to make it another 2 months. I'm frazzled. Stop putting the extra pressure on yourself. Stop beating yourself up. Stop bullying yourself. You're doing the best that you can in the circumstances that you are given. Now, ultimately, I truly believe that you need to go to the Lord in prayer. When you have situations that arise within your family, within your marriage, within your work, whether you're working at home and you have employees, maybe you have a virtual assistant and things have been, you know, maybe you've had a difficult time communicating. I know a lot of people out there who have virtual assistants that are in a totally different country and they speak a little, you know, a different language and English is their second language. And sometimes that can become a barrier. Sometimes there's just a miscommunication. Regardless, we need to sometimes back off of ourselves. Stop being so harsh on our own self. Stop bullying ourselves. So how do you get out of the cycle of self-bullying? I know a term that you really haven't heard of much, but that's what happens when you constantly are beating yourself up. It's one thing to have that healthy reflection. You think about it. You make note of maybe a change or two that could happen that you need to do next time. Or you reflect on the part of, yes, I actually did a really good job. That's something I need repeated again if that circumstance arises. Healthy reflection is positive. But when we have this constant battling ourselves, this self-bullying that comes in that says you're not good enough, you know, you're never going to amount to anything like your mom was, or like your grandma was, or like your aunt was, whoever your mother figure was. Maybe you question that. Maybe you question, I'll never amount to being a good wife. I hate that with myself, with my husband. If we have a disagreement or he doesn't understand where I'm coming from, it breaks my heart because then I go into self-bullying. How could I have said that? Why did he not take it the other way? I wasn't really meaning it that way, but he took it that way. So now what do I do? Healthy reflection is good, but self-bullying is not. And that's where you got to stop that self-bullying cycle. So how do you do it? Here is the KISS, the keep it simple strategy. Knock the nonsense. Knock it out of the park. You don't need it anymore. Knock the nonsense. So how do you do that, really? Honestly, let's break it down. We got three things. Number one, set boundaries. You got to set boundaries for yourself, not just for your children, but for yourself. Know your tendencies. Know your hiccups. Know your triggers. What's going to set you off? If you've had a bad day and you know you're stressed, then what can you do to set boundaries so you don't end up feeling like, oh my gosh, as you do a reflection and you're laying in bed saying, gosh, my tone was just way too harsh. I know for me, my children and my husband have grown with me in fact of going through my tornado and how I needed to change some things. I've been very open and real with you all about my anger. And it wasn't anything that was quote unquote harming. There was no physical abuse or emotional abuse. I was just loud. I was loud, and that could be taken very wrongly. And that's not to make an excuse for it one way or the other, but you see, that's how I am. And I have a voice that projects. I really do not need a microphone. I think if I wanted to, you know, speak to you across the airways, I could just stand outside and you would hear me a few countries away. Seriously, that's a gift, but it's also a curse at the same time. So I know my triggers now and I understand my hiccups. I know my tendencies. So set boundaries so you can keep yourself what? In check. Then you can what? Knock the nonsense. You don't have to worry about the self-bullying all the time because you already recognize that. And if you're going, oh gosh, Christiane, I've got so many and I've dealt with some of them, but not all of them. Well, you know what? Maybe you're saying you need some help. Maybe you're a little confused. Click on the link in the show notes. Take aim. Maybe this is your season in life that you need someone to walk beside you for a moment. And just talk to someone who doesn't know necessarily your immediate situation right this second, but can come at it from a different perspective and be a good listener to you. Click on that link if you would like some free help. If you want to call it free intervention, then call it free intervention. You're not doing anything right or wrong. What you're doing is saying, I'd like you to kind of partner with me here for just a session. I want to see if I can work something out. I promise you, it will be well worth your time. The link is in the show notes. Number two, you have to look forward. How many times are we looking in our rearview mirror? We're looking backwards all the time. Healthy reflection is good. Going back on something. I did it even growing up. It was kind of weird. Now that I think back on it, years and years and years and years and years ago, you know, I mean, when I was just a little thing and I would think about, okay, so I was always one of those weird oddball kids, meaning that I felt like I was kind of a natural born leader. Now that is not to put me on a pedestal or anything, but these were the tendencies I had. I was the firstborn and I was a female firstborn. So that's double whammy there. And then on top of that, I was being raised by a perfectionist father, which can work in my favor at times and not so much in other times. Regardless, I had that. So another strike. I mean, one strike after another, it is what it is. And that's who I am. And I have my personality too, which, oh, that's a whole nother episode, right? But I look at all of that and I think about how many times I would lay in bed and it might be something that I was working on with the student council and I had to direct some of the students to do things and I would sit there and replay a conversation in my head. Seriously, at a young age, middle school and high school, I would sit here and go, gosh, did that come across right? Was I too mean? Did they like me? And maybe it's because I moved around so much that I wanted to make sure that people knew and understood that I accepted them for who they were because I in turn wanted what? Them to accept me. So that was one reason I'm sure I did it. But another reason is because that's just how I reflected. Healthy reflection is good if you can do that and then let it go, learn from it, and then move on. But a lot of times we're driving by looking in our rearview mirror that only causes crashes in front of you. Look forward. Look through your windshield at the front of the car, not at the back of the car. Where do you want to take your child? Where do you want to take your own life? Where do you want to go? Looking forward, you can also look forward when you reflect and say, well, what can I do to change this for the next time? That doesn't mean that you're looking backwards. You reflected already on the situation, but now you know what you need to do to make a change. It also helps you what? To set those boundaries. Goes back to number one. So number one, we've got set boundaries. Number two, look forward. And number three, embrace the messy. We are going to mess up. You're a woman of impact. You're a woman of influence. You're a mom. When you are any of those, being a child, a woman of God, a mighty warrior, you have to embrace the messy because you're not going to get it right all the time. Today, I did not get it right all the time. I have messed up and I've had to apologize. But I grow from that. And I embrace the messy and I move forward. Next step. One step leads to miles of greatness. That's what it takes. And you're doing that when you set your boundaries, when you look forward, and when you finally embrace the messy. But I want to give you a bonus one here. The bonus is this. I want you to love you. Love you right where you're at. Love your child right where they're at. Love your husband right where they're at. Love your ex right where he's at. And on and on and on. We have to be able to understand that we are all growing and changing beings. God made us that way. And some of us are going to be more diligent and more proactive and more intentional about making those changes. And when you are doing that, that's awesome. And you're moving forward. You're taking that next step. One step leads to your miles of greatness. You're not there to sit there and judge what other parents do or judge what your child is or is not doing. Your job is to love them right where they're at. And that starts with loving you where you're at. It's pretty bad when you look in that mirror and you don't love your own reflection. Your children pick up on that. Your husband picks up on that. Your family picks up on it. Your friends do. And they don't know how to express it, but they just know that something's different. Something's off. You don't seem quote unquote normal, whatever your normal is. And it could be a moment in time or it could be a season in life. But where you're at as a woman of influence, as a woman of impact, you have to love you. Love you. God loves you in all your messes. That doesn't give us the excuse to continue making them on purpose. We are to learn from our messes. But that doesn't mean that we have to continue to self-bully either. So today, knock the nonsense. Go and set your boundaries, look forward, embrace the messy, and most importantly, love you as God sees you. You. He loves you. He created you. So make it an incredible day. Go out and smile more. If you're in the Black Friday madness and you're sitting there going, oh my gosh, how could these people be doing that? Don't worry about that. Just keep yourself calm, cool and collected, and then go out and enjoy the rest of your day. Because you know what? You are a pretty incredible woman. And I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.